Action on 1400 K1 brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors. We'll talk K-Life coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012. With a degenerative disc between L4 and L5, Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And as we mentioned, we are talking K-Life this morning, and I get the opportunity to talk with Men's Director Nick Deason and also with Women's Director Star Peterson. First of all, thanks both of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to
thank
see you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to see you guys. For those that don't know, let's just spend a minute or two talking K-Life in general. You started out physically at another location here in town, but you've got a great facility now that you are trying to build, modernize, and make it so you can do more things with more people, basically across the street from the high school, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great location right across the street from the high school where a lot of our kids can just come over after school or before school.
And I think that that's a great thing, some place to hang out with your friends, and somewhere along the line it's a positive atmosphere and see what's going on and make some more friends.
Absolutely. It's a great place.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of the organization itself. You both are in, actually, I think if I find it coincidental that you're both from the Kansas City area and are now on staff here in Bartlesville.
Yeah, it's really cool. K-Life is a national organization, and so there's chapters all over, but there's something unique about the specific Bartlesville location, and so we were both drawn, as our other staff as well, to what's going on here in K-Life and in Bartlesville, and so we have a really unique setup compared to other chapters on the nation, so we're blessed to be here. I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the future.
Well, I think it's nice to see my words, not necessarily yours, but you're building lives. You're building the next generation, and I think it's, you know, when you think of the positive things that go on and the whole reason for your existence, it's a great story.
Absolutely. We get the chance to meet with a lot of awesome kids, a lot of awesome families, and see them grow. That's one of the coolest things for me is to see them grow physically over time, mm-hmm. emotionally as they mature and develop into high school and even go into college. But most importantly for us, we get to see them grow spiritually and see that from sixth grade all the way up mm-hmm. to senior high school and see kids develop and mature and just see their walk with the Lord increase. And it's so awesome to see.
With your physical location across the street from the high school, obviously you are a great draw for the high school student. But like you said, that age range starting at sixth grade, you're starting them off as a really, well, I mean, I guess I can say a young, really young person. So they've got that whole 6 years worth to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even had kids that start in third grade. And so we're starting even younger than middle school.
Okay.
And so we go third through 12th grade. And so we get the opportunity. I say this analogy a lot. Really good Major League Baseball teams start by having a really good farm system. So mm-hmm. we have the ability to start young in elementary school, third and fifth grade. And so when they get into middle school and high school, they know about what K-Life is and what we're doing. And so it's really cool, that opportunity we have.
And of course, it's only 8 days till spring training. So we're getting
there
set for
go.
Baseball.
There's a shameless plug right there.
It's a well-known fact. Charlie's a baseball fan. Anyway, this is an opportunity for you to really, like you said, start them off young. And basically, maybe the seeds have already been planted. Maybe they're just curious. But you're starting them off from a really basic standpoint and watching the growth, right?
Absolutely. That is what is the coolest part, is getting to meet them when they're in third grade or fourth grade or fifth grade and get to watch them grow up, just like Nick said. And it's just a really neat opportunity to plant seeds.
Yep, and I think it's neat just to see. I'm sure you, maybe not a lot of stories yet, but to hear, maybe talk to you another 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 15 years and hear the stories of, gee, this happened while I was there.
Absolutely. That's what's really cool about Bartlesville K-Life, and that, just like Nick said, what drew us here, mm-hmm. and the fact of this is life on life ministry and getting to go to kids' sporting events, getting to hang out with their families. That's exactly what our ministry mindset is all about.
And I think you've got a great history to build on. The program has certainly grown, expanded, better facilities along the way, and that's what we're working on. I think ultimately that's what we're going to cover most of all on this time that we've got to talk to each other, is that fundraising campaign to really get what you've got physically, the place that you do business, so to speak, although you do business at football games, basketball games, at, you know, all kinds of other events, but home is that place across the street from the high school.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity we have to build this building, which will kind of be the face of K-Life. We as a staff, we go out and we get to go to school lunches, go to games, be in these kids' lives. But the building is going to be a great tool. Our mission will not change. Our mission is still going to be small groups and discipleships. But it's going to be a great tool to have in our back pocket that we can do all kinds of events. After the game, I mean, just being so close to high school. And Star's going to come on right now and tell us a little bit about the building itself and what we're trying to fundraise here.
Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. So the J.E. and L.E. Mabee Foundation in Tulsa has already offered us a generous $250,000 challenge grant. So this is how it works. Hopefully I can state all the numbers correctly.
I hope you can too, but if not, human beings are involved, so we'll forgive some minor mistakes along the way.
Perfect. So once K-Life raises a total of $2,750,000 in gifts and pledges, the Mabee Foundation will contribute the remaining $250,000 to complete our $3 million campaign. But there is a deadline. It's April 11th, 2018, which is really close.
Yeah, that's like basically, I'm going to round it off to 2 months.
Yes, absolutely. So this is an all or nothing proposition. There's no matching formula, but it gets even better. Others have been inspired by the Mabee Challenge and have followed suit. So here's where we stand. We have gifts and pledges totaling $2,551,996.68.
As of last week, that may have changed over the weekend.
Absolutely. So this includes the $335,000 from the Mabee Foundation and the Parsons Foundation, and this will help in reaching our goal by April 11th.
So you're close, but we haven't got the job done yet.
Absolutely. So we must raise another $448,003.32 in the next 65 days in order to receive these generous grants. So, can you imagine what it would feel like to make the gift that closes the gap and keep $335,000 from falling off the table? Our youth need your help, and that's exactly why we're here, and that's exactly why we want to spread the word about K-Life. We want to spread the word about this Fortify campaign, just in the fact that we have 65 days, and just what immense amount of support we've already been shown. And we're extremely blessed by the love and support we've had from organizations in Tulsa and Bartlesville. So we're very excited.
Yeah, well, we'll use an example from last night's game. You can make a lot of progress in 4 quarters and some amount of minutes, or 3 quarters and some amount of minutes. But it takes that last 2 minutes and whatever scores go on in that last 2 minutes that finishes the game, particularly if you're an Eagles fan, in your favor.
Very true, very true. And so, yeah, as we head into this last basically 2 months of the campaign, we're just super thankful for all the people that have donated, because that shows the impact K-Life is having in this community. And so we're super excited to see all that's going to happen the next couple months, to see where we get. Because we know even if we don't reach our goal, that's our hope. We want to get the goal. And even if not, God's still going to do awesome things through this ministry. And so we're faithful and we're trusting in that. And we're blessed by the numerous people that have given and supported our ministry over the years.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys are going to quit on that.
No, we're fighting hard.
Until 1 minute after midnight on the last day.
Absolutely.
After everything already
exactly
ran
right.
out. So in the meantime, we're out here this morning talking about gifts, about pledges, and yes, the size of the gift does matter. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but every gift is important, right?
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And that's what's really cool is, it doesn't matter if it's 1 cent, if it's a lot more than that. As you probably heard, I'm not great at numbers. But that's what's really cool about just this campaign and the fact that every little bit counts. And we are still very excited to see what happens in the next 65 days. And we are just extremely dependable on the Lord during this time.
Well, we'll give you an opportunity to talk about how people can make that gift, make that pledge. Oh, and there's an event coming up as well. We'll talk about that when we continue on 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little bit of time this morning talking K-Live with Nick and Star. And Nick, well, there is an event coming up. I want people to you know, have their pen and paper out or be able to you know, get their phone out and go to the appropriate website to give. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But you've got an event coming up a lot sooner than that deadline.
Yes, we do. We have our annual K-Life Banquet taking place in a couple weeks on Saturday, February 24th at the Bartlesville Community Center. It's a very special one this year because it's our 30th year ministry. So we started in 1987. So we're going to have a lot of former students and staff that are going to be here in Bartlesville coming back just to commemorate all that is taking place in the past 30 years. It's a super exciting event coming up. Doors will open about 6:30 mm-hmm. at the Community Center. There's going to be a complimentary Dinks dinner, so we're super thankful. They have provided a meal for our banquet for a long time, so we're super thankful for their partnership. There will also be dessert provided by Sugarica, also thankful for their partnership. It's both awesome food right there. We'll have live music.
Feed them and they will come.
Exactly. We'll have some live music from both adults and also one of our K-Life students, Jack Settle, who is going off to Nashville next year to mm-hmm. pursue music. So we're excited to have him play some music there. We're also having an auction. We have some really awesome items, including some nights out in Tulsa, weekend getaways to Branson, and probably the best one out there. They can buy or purchase the K-Life staff for a day, and they could have us do whatever they want. And so it could be cleaning windows, washing cars, preparing food, whatever they have in mind for us. There's a lot of awesome items going to be up for auction and bid. And we're going to have some awesome speakers coming in. Don Ford, our K-Life National President, will be in town to speak, as well as Mark Robertson, our campaign chair, will be there speaking as well. And just get to tell them a little bit more about K-Life in general and also Bartlesville specific about the campaign and all the awesome things that are taking place here in Bartlesville and K-Life.
And I think it's important that you mentioned you're starting, you know, from the national picture and working it way down to the base of the pyramid, kind of at that pointy edge of the sword, so to speak, that what's going on right now.
Yeah, and like I said, we have close to 30 chapters around our nation, a lot of them in the Midwest. But Bartlesville specifically has been nominated the past couple years for Chapter of the Year. And so there's some awesome things that are going on here in Bartlesville. And so just for the community to see and hear stories about what's taking place, we can throw out numbers all we want, but to hear stories about what's going on in any of these kids' life is what people want to hear. And so we're excited to share those stories of what God's been doing over the past year.
Yeah, I mean, Star was talking all kinds of numbers, and I'll let her get away with saying she's not good at numbers because I don't know her. I met her this morning for the first time, so I'll let you get away with that for the next 10 minutes or so.
Great.
But, you know, numbers are important. Numbers, you know, tell us, you know, this is the amount of money you need, but it's the stories that mm-hmm. I think what people will walk away with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, I mean, over 300 kids in small groups, which is awesome numbers, but what's really cool is to hear kids' lives being changed. And so those might not be quantified by numbers, but I mean, we talk with parents who say, you know, my kids' lives have been changed by coming to K-Life. We talk to parents who are like, my life has been changed by what you've done for my kids. And so those are the things that we get pumped up about. Obviously, we love seeing numbers grow, but we get really excited to see kids coming to understand. And like we said earlier, mature and grow and see that growth and be there with them when they go off to college and they come back. And, you know, when they're going through hard times, we're the ones they call. Those aren't about numbers. Those are about making a difference in their lives now. So when they grow up, they look back and say, my time in Bartlesville and in K-Life was impacted greatly by my leaders, my staff that poured into me and cared for me.
Yeah, I have no doubt that each of you, and you mentioned that you're still measuring your time in Bartlesville in months, not years,
mm-hmm.
But there have still been those opportunities, I'm sure, where it's the clenched the fist and yes moments for you, you know, that you've already experienced while you've been here.
Absolutely. I think, just to piggyback off of what Nick was talking about, the circular method of discipleship, mm-hmm. and just the fact that Nick and I are here as proof of other people pouring into us in ministries that we might have been in Kansas City or with Kanika camps or whatever that might be. That is probably my favorite part about this, and the fact that I still can't get over the fact I get to call this a job, and that getting to do ministry and hang out with kids and their family and just talking about the Lord's faithfulness in all of our lives is my job. And that is something that excites me every day that I wake up. And I think even just being here since August, getting to form friendships and relationships with middle schoolers and high schoolers, has been a really big yes moment for me, just in walking into a community that I didn't know and already falling in love with the people of Bartlesville, and knowing that, I mean, aside from K-Life, this community is super strong and has been for a really long time. And just cool that even before I moved here, everyone always said that all roads lead to Bartlesville, and I didn't necessarily believe them. But even after being here, there's so many connections to people all over the U.S. that know about Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
But and that's, you know, not necessarily your words, but the story that I heard, and actually I think it's a quote from Steve Martin, but it doesn't matter. It's one of these, I get paid for doing this situation, you know? That's what I hear consistently when I talk with staff.
Yeah, and we're blessed, like Star said. I mean, Jesus in the Great Commission tells people to go out and make disciples, and that's just their job anyway, but we get paid to do that. And so it's a blessing that we get to. I mean, I joke with kids all the time. I basically watch football with kids and go to sporting games, go to school lunches, and that's my job. Like, I get paid to hang out with people. And for me, being an extrovert, I love it. I would do it for the rest of my life if I could. Probably not forever, because I'd have to retire sometime.
Well, that's way down the road.
That's so exactly.
We won't worry about that today, although I'm glad you're planning. But overall, the reason for this conversation, again, is, first of all, the event. People need to make reservations, right?
Yes. So if you would love to come to our banquet, you can email klifefundraiser@yahoo.com. We will also be sending out invites to a lot of people in the next couple, I think next week, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so those will be going out. We'll have links on our social media, Facebook pages, Twitter pages, Instagram pages, all that stuff. So you can follow us there, and we'll have links to that. But also, once again, it's klifefundraiser@yahoo.com to RSVP for the banquet.
Okay, well, again, and the banquet is just a little bit more than 2 weeks.
Yes, Saturday, February 24th at 6:30.
Okay, so again, make your plans, take out your phone, put that on the calendar, and then go to the email and make that reservation and be there at the banquet. It's going to be fun. Now, the other reason that you guys are here this morning, that capital campaign for the challenge grant, for all the other fundraising, and just plain achieving the goal, mm-hmm. how do people make that donation? Again, whether we quote Lucy, send fives and twenties, or whether you say, I can donate $2,000 or something larger than that, how does somebody get involved?
They can visit our website, bartlesville.klife.com. There is a Donate Now page where they can select monthly giving, weekly giving, yearly giving. And so we can also extend that out as part of the campaign over 5 years. So if someone could say, I want to give $1,000 over the next 5 years, they could commit to giving $200, every year for the next 5 years. And so that counts towards our campaign. And so like Star said, every bit matters, because with the building and our growth as a ministry, we're going to have bills, for the usual things, lights, utilities, water, things like that, too, that people don't always think about. They think about, oh, we got to have money for events and stuff like that. But we're going to have, for a building, we're going to have a lot of expenses. And so every bit matters. So if they would visit bartlesville.klife.com, there's a Donate Now page on the far right of our website tab where they can select, like I said, monthly, weekly, yearly, up to the next 5 years. And so some people have committed to giving money right now, but there's also the option to go over the next 5 years to commit, and that will count towards our campaign.
Well, I'm glad that on a day like this, you plan on running the furnace. That's important.
That's right.
First of all, thank you guys for coming in this morning. I had the opportunity to talk with Nick Deason and also Star Peterson from K-Life. They've got the event. We gave you the email. We gave you the website address. Check them out on social media as well. You get the message on a daily, or at least regular, if not daily, because you probably don't post on the weekend. But anyway, on a regular update for what's going on that. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. A 4.5 magnitude quake.